We take our thinking apart to find problems in our thinking and fix them. Here are the parts. Purpose of the thinking. Questions we are trying to answer. Information we need to answer the question. Inferences or conclusions we are coming to. Concepts or key ideas we are using in our thinking. Assumptions or ideas we are taking for granted. Implications and consequences of our thinking. Points of view we need to consider. Think about the purpose. Your purpose is your goal or what you are trying to make happen. Questions you can ask to target purpose. What is your purpose in doing what you are doing? What is my purpose in doing what I am doing? What is our purpose? What is the purpose of this assignment? What is the purpose of the main character in this story? What is my teacher's purpose? What is my sister's purpose? What is my brother's purpose? Is there something wrong with my purpose? State the question. The question lays out the problem and guides our thinking. Questions you can ask about the question. What question am I trying to answer? What is the question we are trying to answer in this activity? Is my question clear? Should I be asking a different question? What question are you asking me? Gather the information. The information is the facts, evidence, or experiences you use to figure things out. Questions you can ask about information. What information do I need to answer this question? Do I need to gather more information? Is this information relevant to my purpose? Is my information accurate? Watch your inferences. Inferences are conclusions you come to. It's what the mind does in figuring something out. Questions you can ask to check your inferences. What conclusions am I coming to? Are there other conclusions I should consider? Is my inference logical? Is this other person's inference logical? Check your assumptions. Assumptions are beliefs you take for granted. Usually, you don't question them, but you should. Questions you can ask about assumptions. What am I taking for granted? Am I assuming something I shouldn't? What assumption is leading me to this conclusion? What is this other person assuming? What does my mother assume about my friends? Are you assuming that boys are always stronger than girls? Clarify your concepts. Concepts are ideas you use in thinking to understand what is going on. Questions you can ask to clarify concepts. What is the main idea in the story? What idea comes into my mind when I hear the word? What idea is this character using in his or her thinking? Is there a problem with this idea? What idea am I using in my thinking? Is this idea causing problems for me or for others? I think this is a good idea, but could you explain it a little more? Understand your point of view. Point of view is what you are looking at and the way you are seeing it. Questions you can ask about point of view. How am I looking at this situation? What am I looking at? And how am I seeing it? Is there another reasonable way to look at the situation? Or is my view the only reasonable view? Are you looking at girls as sissies? Are you looking at boys as tough? Think through the implications. Implications are things that might happen if you decide to do something. Consequences are the things that do happen when you act. Questions you can ask about implications. If I decide to do X, what things might happen? If I decide not to do X, what things might happen? When the main character in the story made an important decision, what happened as a result? What were the consequences? What are the possible implications of riding your bike too fast down the hill? What are the implications of touching that hot pot on the stove?